Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching those dopamine demons and reclaiming your focus. Today's topic hits close to home because let's be real, we all have baggage. We make mistakes, we get hurt, and sometimes it feels like that past keeps dragging us down. But guess what? Forgiveness, both for ourselves and others, is the ultimate key to unlocking lasting recovery and a happier, more fulfilling life. Ever felt stuck in a cycle of resentment or self-blame? You know that feeling when you replay past hurts over and over in your head, letting anger and bitterness simmer? Yeah, not cool. So, how do we break free from this negativity trap and cultivate genuine forgiveness? It's a journey, but trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, forgive yourself. That's right, you heard me. We're all human, and humans mess up. Learn from your mistakes, acknowledge the hurt you caused to yourself or others, and then consciously choose to let go of the guilt and shame. You deserve compassion just as much as anyone else. Remember that time you tripped in front of everyone at a party? Yeah, we've all been there. But instead of dwelling on the embarrassment, laugh it off, learn from your clumsy adventure, and move on. Life's too short to be bogged down by past blunders. Next up, practice empathy. Put yourself in the shoes of the person who hurt you. Don't dismiss their actions or make excuses for them, but try to understand their motivations, their struggles, and their perspective. Maybe they were going through something tough themselves. Maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you cultivate compassion and release some of the anger. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you want someone to understand your side if the tables were turned? Forgiveness isn't about condoning harmful behavior. It's about freeing yourself from its grip. It's about releasing the resentment that weighs you down and allowing yourself to heal and move forward. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Holding on to anger only hurts you in the long run. Now let's talk about self-compassion. This is crucial for lasting recovery. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles, celebrate your victories, and remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. And finally, forgiveness is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time event, but rather a continuous practice. There will be times when you slip up, when anger or resentment creeps back in. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and start again. Each day is a fresh opportunity to choose forgiveness and cultivate inner peace. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people feeling that familiar pang of anxiety. Suddenly, you remember a past hurt, a betrayal that still stings. But instead of letting those old feelings take over, you consciously choose to forgive the person who hurt you. You understand their motivations, acknowledge your own pain, and release the grip of resentment. This doesn't mean forgetting what happened, it means choosing to move forward with peace and grace. As you practice forgiveness, you'll notice a shift within yourself. Less anger, less bitterness, more freedom and joy. Remember, self-compassion and forgiveness are not signs of weakness, they're signs of strength, the strength to let go of the past and embrace a brighter future. So, what's your next step? Take a moment to reflect on something you need to forgive, whether it's yourself or someone else. Maybe start by writing down your feelings or talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little dose of forgiveness and self-compassion. Until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and remember you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.